Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, August 10th, 2015. And with me today, I have the ever patient Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
Apparently I'm patient, which is not usually my strong suit. So
no, considering how this technology thing has worked out so far this morning, I'm going to go with patient. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. And hey, it's awesome to have you here. And since we'd never done a show where it was just the two of us, it was high time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yes, it is. Hey, we'll start with what's that thing? Verizon.
Oh, that thing.
That thing. Yeah, that Verizon thing. So Verizon is changing their contract pricing structure thing for their smartphone deals.
And by changing, you mean eliminating.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. So what they're doing now, well, not now, as of this coming Thursday, today's Monday, so near the end of this week, they are changing so that when you sign up new, you pay full price for your phone, or do like T-Mobile has been doing for a long time, and AT&T is now doing with their next plan, where you pay off the full price of your phone in installments, and you'll pay $20 per phone per month, and then what you choose is what data plan you want. So how much data do you want? And then you'll have a different monthly fee for however much data you're using or you choose to use. And if you need to have a higher data amount specific month, then for that month you can jack up your data plan to a higher level. So no contracts. Excuse me. No contracts. Apparently, that got me all choked up. No contracts.
Well, it's an emotional thing because I know vividly. One of my most vivid memories from being over at the unofficial Apple weblog was hosting the TalkCast and talking about something that I think T-Mobile was doing. I mean, it's been a couple of years now, but I remember being on with you. You were my guest that night. And we were chatting and you said, the thing I want to know is why, if the phone is subsidized and the whole reason I need the 2-year contract is because it needs to cover the cost of my phone, how come once I'm not under that contract anymore, my bill doesn't get any cheaper? And it has bothered me. It's one of those things like when somebody points something out to you that then you can't unsee it. Like that's always what you see from now on. So it's been that. And so I'm actually kind of excited to see this go away because I feel like the 2-year, I think it's probably, I mean, it's a good idea, obviously, to offer this sort of discount to people in exchange for something. But I also really like that now there's a little bit more choice. It may be a little bit more democratic, I guess, in picking your phone and that sort of thing. And it's actually, in the long run, I think going to be better for consumers this way.
I think so.
So I'm looking forward to it. Because this is how they do it in the rest of the world. This is one of those things that you and I are both familiar with from being panelists on the British Tech Network, as I dropped the names of all the podcasts I've apparently ever been on in my life. Whenever we talk
this
about something interesting.
A longer show.
I know. Whenever we talk about something interesting that's happening here in the mobile provider news area, it's always a couple of people in England that go, oh, Americans, you're so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that maybe we're catching up with the rest of the world.
Yeah, I agree. Now, looking at the plans that Verizon is going to be offering come Thursday, unless you're someone that's been at the really low end of needs for a contract, your bill will probably go down a little bit. But if you're at the low end, it's actually going to go up. Because now you'll end up you're going to get services that you may not have been paying for before, and because of that, your contract price will go up. It's from what I've seen, it doesn't look like it'll be much. So like between $5 and $10 a month. But you know that adds up over time.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
But no contract. That's a big thing. So month to month, you can change that data plan. that you're using?
Yeah. So if you go somewhere and you know you're not going to have Wi-Fi while you're there, or you are not convinced that you will have reliable Wi-Fi while you're there, then you can just call up and ratchet up for that month and ratchet back down when you get back to your native location. That seems like a really smart idea, because it's also helping to get rid of overage charges, which is something else T-Mobile has eliminated that is apparently a good idea, because the other guys are looking at ways that they can do that too.
Yeah. And I like that this gives us more choice. And yeah, mm-hmm. So in the United States, and for my listeners that are outside the United States, where you're sitting and thinking, oh, bless your little hearts, we really are trying to catch up with you guys, really. But
we're trying so hard.
Yeah. And thank you, T-Mobile, for opening the door so that we can start to catch up with our cell phone and smartphone toting friends in other countries. But yeah, T-Mobile really got this ball rolling in the United States, and mm-hmm. they were the number four carrier. They have now surpassed what's the other one? Sprint. So they're number three. But the number one and number two players, which would be Verizon and AT&T, respectively, they mm-hmm. have been changing up their offers in response to what T-Mobile does. Which, on one hand, you're like, you're the big guys. Why would you need to do that? But on the other hand, competition. And if you're going to offer a better deal than Verizon or AT&T, the customers that you're going to get are probably coming from them, and they don't want to lose customers.
Right. But I think it's the thing that I think is interesting is watching T-Mobile do stuff that is good for consumers. I've talked about this before.
Yes, you have.
It's fun to watch them do it. It's fun to watch them sort of shake it up. And every time they do something like that, it gets a little more appealing to me to maybe switch. And they were one of the first to start this sort of lease plan for your phone, where like for $20 a month, you have the phone that you have until you don't anymore, basically. And then you turn it in and get another one from them. And they have eliminated basically all data charges for streaming music, I think is how that works. Like if your data is being used for Pandora or Spotify or Apple Music, it doesn't count against your, if you have a data limit, it doesn't count against your data limit.
It's not all streaming music services, but for practical purposes, it's all streaming music services.
Right. It's not every single one of them, but like the big ones all count as part of this plan. And it's been interesting to watch them do this, because it's been interesting to see what kind of pressure it's putting on the other two.
Yes. And yeah,
the other two ahead of them, that is. I know. Yeah, I know that Sprint is still a thing, but it's interesting to me to see how those things are evolving over time. It's been kind of fun to watch.
Yes, and now there have been enough changes between T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon, just as far as what they're offering customers, mm-hmm. that the next time I go to replace my iPhone, I'm going to, for the first time, have to really look at what's available and then decide what I'm going to do. Up until now, it's always been, well, there's no compelling reason for me to switch from AT&T.
Right.
And this time around, I'm going to have to really look at everything and make a new decision. Do I stick with AT&T, or is it time to switch carriers?
You know, it wasn't until, let's see, well, very recently, I've actually started considering that, because I still have the $35 unlimited data plan on AT&T, which counts. Actually, well, it prevents me from having a lot of stuff. Like, I can't do the tethering, and I can't do any of the other stuff because I have this unlimited plan. And I've been clinging to it because AT&T gave it to me, basically. And it means I have no overage charges on data ever, because I'm unlimited. It might get slow, but it'll never get more expensive. So for me, that's a fair trade. But enough of this stuff has started happening that I'm going to have to sit down and review carriers and options as well when it comes time to re-up. Yep. Because it's not really re-upping anymore.
Right. Yeah.
It's really just a matter of when the new phone comes out.
Yep. It's a totally new thing now.
And I think that this is going to change a lot of stuff for people because, you know, a lot of people I talk to, and in fact, I'm one of these people, go for the subsidized phone because budgetarily, I don't have $600 to drop every October.
Yeah, but if you could just tack another $20 on your bill until it's paid off.
$20. Yeah, at $20 a month, I might become an every year upgrader.
Which I think the carriers would like.
Hey. Well, I know Apple would.
Yes. Okay, so there's more we could talk about, but there's another topic that I want to make sure we hit.
Yes, please.
So, hey, did you know that we have a sponsor this week?
I've heard this.
Yes, our sponsor this week is Casper, the awesome mattress company. And I'm really glad that they're sponsoring us this week because every night when I climb in bed, I do think about them because it's one of their mattresses that I'm sleeping on. And they're wonderfully comfortable. What they've done is figured out the right way to put together I'll call it a sandwiched foam mattress so that they use different types of foam in the right combinations, layer together in the right way to make an incredibly comfortable bed. You don't sink and get stuck. You don't get too hot in it. And it's a wonderful, incredibly comfortable bed. And I can't imagine not sleeping on my Casper mattress now. Occasionally I have to because, hey, you know, when you travel, you can't take your Casper mattress with you.
Is this true?
Yep. So it makes me appreciate having my Casper mattress even more. And I would love for everyone to get to experience a Casper mattress like I have because, I mean, incredible craftsmanship, really comfortable. And have I mentioned they're really comfortable?
Now, this is coming from someone who knows of what they speak because Jeff is a person who's had issues with getting 8 hours in a row of sleep at a time.
Yeah, that's a magical goal for many people. And my Casper mattress has played a significant role in improving my sleep patterns. So thank you, Casper, for doing that. And Casper, also thank you for giving us a special deal that we can offer our listeners. So they have really good pricing because they actually ship the mattress to you. So no overhead with stores and extra inventory. So I have a queen mattress, $850, which is just amazing. A comparable mattress from the mattress high-end whatever store thing near you, it's going to be at least $1,000, probably more. $850. And what you can do is get yourself an awesome little discount by going to the Casper website, which is casper.com, and then go to the special subdomain. No, it's not a subdomain. It's just the rest of the URL. It's casper.com/TDO. Yeah. Glad I caught the subdomain thing because someone totally would have called me out on that.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound right. Okay.
No, casper.com/TDO. And when you go there, you're going to get a $50 discount. So that $850 mattress that I have is going to cost you $800. And it's an amazing deal. If you're not happy with it, which I would be stunned, I say, then you can send it back. They'll cover the cost. It's no big deal. But I don't think you're going to want to do that because once you get this bed and sleep on it, you're going to be doing the holy crap, I can't believe I didn't do this earlier dance.
Yeah.
So head over to their website, casper.com/TDO. Pick up your Casper mattress today. Start sleeping better just like me. And thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today. Is something that, that call it a hunch, you might have some thoughts on.
And so, that is?
iTunes. But we're not going to talk about iTunes in the way we typically have, where we wail, gnash our teeth, and rend our clothes because we're so upset with iTunes features. What I wanted to do was talk about if we could have other apps come back. That gave us those iTunes features that we really wanted, what would those apps be?
Well, initially, so first of all, this is something that may come up later this week. So spoiler alert, you guys. I am having a really hard time with iTunes right now getting it to play music. So I was actually complaining about this earlier today. We were trying to work out what the problem was that I was having. Because I tried to add MP3s to iTunes and it locked iTunes up totally. Like, to add music to play music in my music player was broken.
Maybe the music that you want to play, iTunes thinks is not good music.
See, and you know, it shouldn't be up to iTunes to judge me in that way. That's why I have friends.
Yeah, so, good point.
So it's not up to iTunes whether or not that's something that should be played or not. It should be up to me. Like it was in the olden days when I used a number of other music players before iTunes became the thing I was forced to use because I got an iPod. And that was 10 years ago. Almost exactly, as a matter of fact, because I got an iPod Shuffle from Mr. Kelly on our 5th anniversary, which was 10 years ago last month. And I remember making a joke that I didn't realize year 5 was the white plastic anniversary because I got the little pack of gum shuffle and I love it. Yeah. I still have it and it's still great and I still use it and it's awesome. But iTunes I have to use. I want to use my little iPod for different stuff. I hate having to use iTunes because, I tried to add music to it and failed, and it's making me really angry. So if it were up to me, I would bring back the thing that I was using right as iTunes came on the scene, and that was Audion. And I would use it for a bunch of reasons.
Oh.
Number one, they're local. Panic Software is right here in town. They make me really happy. Number two, it was skinnable. So you could download different little themes and swap out the look of your MP3 player. So I had one that was an itty-bitty. It was like a super-duper mini player, so it could be really tiny up in the corner before iTunes ever had that idea. Mm-hmm. And then I also had one that was Batsmaru, which is my favorite Sanrio character.
Nice.
And I had another one that was like something else that was sort of like small and compact, so I could just sort of play music and let it live off in the corner of my monitor and kind of not worry about it until I needed it. Audion would make me happy. I would even take SoundJam, which is the thing that Apple bought and then built iTunes off of. I would just like the SoundJam part back.
You know, it's funny you say that because that's exactly what I was thinking also. If we could get SoundJam again.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love that. Of course, when you said Audion, I'm like, oh, but I really want Audion too because I surely miss that. But
I really want Audion.
I used SoundJam before Apple bought it and turned it into iTunes. And I loved it because it did what it was supposed to do really, really well.
Yeah.
And iTunes, before it had to become the conglomeration of things that it is today.
Weasley House.
Yeah, before it became the Weasley House, it was really good because it was still SoundJam, just rebranded.
It was Lean and Mean.
Yeah,
Lean and Mean.
So yeah,
you want to play music? Here, hit play. Here's your music.
I would love.
That's all I want. Yeah, that's all I want. I want that to make a comeback. I want an artisanal small batch app for my music. That's all I want. And I feel
with
like
all organic code.
I do live in Portland, so it should be pickled. But it's really frustrating to me that particularly this weekend, it sort of sent me over the edge. I want to play music on my computer, and I do not have an easy way to do that from the company that is selling me this thing that's supposed to play music. And I find that really frustrating. And the reason that I find it frustrating is because I'm sort of frustrated on behalf of other people, because I know what my troubleshooting bag of tricks is, and it's basically the size of Santa's sack. Like, I have tons and tons of things that I can fire at a problem in order to resolve the problem, and lots of people don't. And so if I'm having this problem, I may have the capability to fix it, but there may be other people who don't. who are having the same issue and yet are ending up, you know, out of luck. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I have resources. I can call other people I know who maybe have a similar setup and say, can you help me figure out if you do this thing with this MP3, does it work for you or does it completely come apart for you like it did for me? And being able to have A, access to people who will help me troubleshoot, B, all kinds of other tactics I can try. Like, you know, I did a bunch of other stuff in order to try to work this out. You know, a lot of people, A, don't have that kind of patience. B, don't have that kind of time. And C, aren't people who troubleshoot problems for a living. And so maybe this is just outside their skill set. And there's nothing wrong with that unless you're the person having this problem. And then you're just frustrated and you don't really have an outlet to help you get to the bottom of things. So that's the other reason I'm angry, is because if I'm having this problem, somebody who is not me could also be having this problem. And I find mm-hmm. that unbelievable. And if that person is not a person who does a lot of troubleshooting and doesn't think it's fun, that person is going to be stuck. And, you know, and what do you do when iTunes doesn't play music for you? Like right now, there's not a lot of alternatives, which is part of why we ended up talking about resurrecting instead of what's out there now. So if there is something out there now that will let me play my music, and that's all I want, play local music. I don't have iTunes Match or Cloud Drive or music, whatever shenanigans they're trying to push on you now with Apple Music. I don't have any of that stuff set up. I just want to play the music that is on my hard drive, the end. And if there's a way to do that, yeah, if there's a way to do that that is not iTunes, please let me know.
Yes, we're out of time. So I'm turning that into a call to action. Listeners,
yes.
If there is a music player app for the Mac that you would love to see come back, let me know, because I'm curious what it is that you guys want in lieu of iTunes for your music mm-hmm. playing experience. So let me know. You can post your thoughts on Twitter at TMO Daily. You can shoot me an email, observations@macobserver.com, or you can leave comments in the show notes for today's show.
Yeah.
Regardless of which way you get the message to me, I am genuinely interested, and clearly Kelly is too. So,
because I want to know what you want to bring back, but if you're using something besides iTunes to play music today, I want to know about that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you found a good alternative that's really working for you right now, I'd love to hear about that too. So let me know, please. Okay. Hey, we're out of time.
I know.
Yeah. Kelly, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It's always awesome to get to do shows with you. And we even did a little stroll down memory lane because we've been on a lot of shows together.
For a lot of years.
For a lot of years, which is actually really cool.
Yeah.
Casper, thank you for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, casper.com/TDO. Get yourself $50 off a mattress so that even though we can't sleep in the same bed, we can sleep in the same bed. And when you get your mattress, you're going to get $50 off. You don't pay shipping. It gets delivered right to your door. And 5 minutes later, you can curl up in bed and go to sleep. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Listeners, thank you for joining me again today. We will see everyone again tomorrow.